Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, I'm even more frazzled than normal today.
Wake up! Wake up! KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas, live from the Northwest Career College Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
6:01 on Friday morning, the third day of October 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. I almost pulled the ripcord on the show today and just said, we're not doing it.
And I want to be very clear. You would have very much deserved to do that because
why?
You've been working like a mad dog.
That's, you know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I appreciate
yes.
you. That is not the reason why.
But tell me why.
No, I feel great. Everything's
oh,
awesome.
Good.
Let's go. I don't care.
Okay,
are
let's
you kidding?
Go.
So just for folks who don't know, I think I could tell you in the aftermath. Sunday afternoon, once we knew the Aces' fate, after that Minnesota-Phoenix thing was working, then I headed to the airport, flew to Seattle. There was a cracking game Monday night. Did the show Monday, Tuesday in Seattle from the farm. Came here on Tuesday for the Aces game, for game five. Then flew back to, did the show here Wednesday morning, flew back to Seattle.
Crazy.
To do a cracking game on Wednesday. Did the show there Thursday, yesterday. Got on a plane again yesterday to come back here for a Project 150 event last night, which was fantastic.
I love that.
By the way,
good.
Just incredible last night. And then... and then here we are, game number one of the finals for Aces.
That's
today back in Vegas. Got up to prep the show like usual.
Yeah.
Went into the word processing. It went into Microsoft Word. And everything was like that thing where you see it for a half second.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took it away.
And oh, God.
And it was all gone. Every day I print out about 7 pages worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
7 pages of like original stuff.
Yeah.
Show schedule. I know it sounds like we're just winging it. I know.
We actually print stuff out, okay?
Yeah.
And by we mean check.
There's actually a schedule. There's actually stuff. I mean, you know, there's stuff for Michaela's hometown throwdown. Stuff
yeah.
for relationship rehab. Stuff for all the different. All gone.
No.
And for just a second, I was like, I don't know what to do. Then literally I was like, well, maybe I should shut my computer down and then turn it back on, you know, just do that. I know all the basic technical stuff. Like, I don't know anything that would actually help anybody else, but I'm like, well, maybe if you reboot it. You know, that's what I always say. Yeah, right. So that's what I know.
I do too. And actually, I just restart everything.
I literally found yesterday's stuff, but there was no time to update it for today. So I found yesterday's stuff so we'd have a basic template and then I could like scribble on it with a pen, old school.
Damn.
Here was the other thing that struck me. We don't really need a show. I mean, we're going to do the regular stuff.
Oh yeah.
But we got this.
An Odyssey world premiere on 98.5 KLUC.
Hi, it's Taylor Swift, and I'm so excited to introduce you to my new single, The Fate of Ophelia.
Okay, so we're going to do that in 2 seconds. Have you heard it yet?
Yes.
So
I wanted to tell you, I listened to most of the album on the way here so I could give you a little feedback.
Holy, just a scale of 1 to 10.
Dude, 8.
Yeah, easy. Easy eight.
Yeah.
Eight trying to just leave room for cream, you know
totally.
What I'm saying?
Because I didn't make it through the whole album, so I don't want to get too crazy.
Right.
But, whoo.
Okay, now let me throw this out. A little show prep on the air, just for fun.
Okay.
This is wacky. It's crazy. They'll call us nuts. They'll say you shouldn't do it. Which is all the more reason we should.
Yeah.
Do you just want to track through the album all morning long?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Why not?
Because from what I heard, it's worth it. It's so interesting, dude. It's not what I expected at all, but so good. I think I say collectively, it's not what people expected.
Okay, would you? And I know there'll be a certain segment of people that'll go, oh, well, that's what they're doing. Ugh, I'm not listening to, you know. But you're also the same. You're the same a-hole that wears sunglasses in your profile picture and you swear you're never going
to watch. And socks with sandals, okay?
And every single year you swear that you're never going to watch the Super Bowl halftime show because you don't understand, because it's not Aerosmith.
Yeah.
So shut up. So honestly, may not care.
Yeah, I agree.
I just hoped potentially, if that's what they're... I don't know why people are waiting outside Target. Okay, you're probably not the one.
Hey, you're not the demographic, babe. Okay, yeah, just be cool.
Yeah,
yeah, it's all good, dude. Doesn't have to be for everybody.
I want that on a t-shirt. You're not the demographic, babe. Just be cool.
It says so much without saying too much.
I need a t-shirt person. How many times in my life, I say in the course of this show, I've said, I'm going to have shirts made. And then I never get shirts made. I need somebody that will attend to my needs. You know what I'm saying? That'll just kind of anticipate.
Yeah.
And that there'd be shirts waiting.
Come on. If you have shirts, DM us.
Adrian, you're quiet.
Yeah. I'm not feeling too well, so I'm just a little under
Uh-oh.
The weather.
Oh, okay.
But, and I'm letting you guys have your moment. You know what I mean? Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yes.
Thanks for that. What do you think?
About Taylor Swift? I'm happy that people are happy.
About playing the...
Sure, okay, of course. No. We should play it. We should play the whole album.
I'm not asking you anymore.
Why not?
You're just doing stuff. Because you don't give me anything.
I'm sorry
you don't feel well.
Yeah, buddy.
Taylor and the Fate of Ophelia. Why do I love that so much?
I know.
And is it good? Is it good that I love it so much? Because I know you look at me and you go, "There's a guy who loves Taylor Swift."
Swifty.
But I appreciate. Man, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Taylor, track number 2 from Life of Showgirl.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
First pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path. today. Adrian, who's on the phone?
That'll be Deanna Lota from Northtown.
Lota? Because you know why? Because you don't want to be Deanna Lotta, because then kids make fun. Deanna. Hello. Oh, you know why? Gremlins in the board. My bad. Mm-mm. You could hear us. We couldn't hear you. It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you marry into that name, Deanna?
No, I did not.
No? So, yeah.
No.
And boy, I was... Yeah, you had a good time growing up, huh?
It wasn't too bad.
Wasn't it?
I mostly got, like, a lot of love or...
Oh, sure.
A lot of... Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Nothing bad.
A whole lot of love.
I have a follow-up question, yeah. But I'm gonna leave that for another time. We're glad you're here. Thank you so much. As usual, Deanna's one. She's a real one. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah, yes. For real. Our friend Lauren was in an empty CVS, so she's the only one in the store, pretty much. You know? The guy at the checkout starts asking a bunch of questions about her necklace and her bracelet and whatnot. She was getting some pictures printed as he's handing them over. Oh, man. I giggle when I'm uncomfortable. I hope whoever's getting those pictures appreciates it. What are you doing, bro? Is this creepy or is it nice?
That's kind of creepy.
It's a lot creepy.
Hell yeah, 100% creepy.
But, okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Michaela, creepy or nice?
So creepy. And I think I'd actually say, bro, that's a little creepy. Give me my photos. I would actually say it because it's so weird.
I would, sadly, I'd probably be that guy. And here's the thing. It's creepy coming from a place of nice. I believe that he's probably that guy that just wants to do a really good job. He's just Lauren. And yeah, Lauren's hot. Lauren's not the, Lauren's not throw yourself, guys throwing themselves at her hot, but she's attractive and she's friendly and she's approachable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So have you ever been in that spot? What do you do for a living, Deanna?
I work for an insurance company.
Do you deal with people?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good for you.
And
that's how she likes it. Obviously, that's how she likes it. Okay.
But I do have a second job that I do deal with people.
Okay. Michaela, tell me you've never walked away from a situation where you've been dealing with people and going, what did I just do? Can you just back off just a little? You've never done that? You, of all people?
Yeah, I don't think I'm creepy. I think I've said things where I'm like, oops, but not, like, creepy is weird.
You've got to go a long way. Here's the thing, way easier for a guy to be creepy than it is for a girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, but I wouldn't look at somebody's photos and be like, that's a lucky fella. I'd just be like, here you go.
Well, when you put it that way. I didn't get any of the George Michael. You know what I mean? There was talk about father figure being more like George Michael.
I didn't either.
Maybe.
Actually, yes, you're right. I heard not one thing, George
Sucked
Michael.
Sucked in by the hype again.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
I really always do wonder in that case if they did that just to suck us in.
Yeah, probably.
And who is they? And who is this they I speak of?
You know,
I don't know
those
them.
People.
Yeah, who is this they? Them, of course. Good feeling stories of the day. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Three distant cousins randomly met up last week. When they all showed up at their great-great-great-grandfather's grave in England, it wasn't planned. It just happened. Like, hey, what are you doing here? Type of thing. Uh-huh. 69-year-old Rand Smith flew from Kansas because he's been doing the whole ancestry thing, right?
Yeah.
He was at the cemetery, and two other dudes showed up minutes later, big cemetery, same grave.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Turns out they're all fourth cousins. Their great-great-great-grandfather had 8 kids with his first wife and 7 more with his second.
What?
Well, you know, they didn't have the internet back then, so, you know, they're...
A lot of time to kill.
They didn't... Cable TV hadn't even been around, so it was just like, yeah, it got dark, and what are we going to do now? Well, I got an idea.
Make a baby.
15 kids and, you know, 2 wives and 15 kids later. There you go. Amazon has just announced a new AI feature for Ring cameras to help find lost pets.
Oh.
You'll be able to connect with other Ring users in your neighborhood and let them know if your pet went missing. Then the AI will automatically detect cats and dogs and let you know if there's a match. It's kind of cool.
I love this.
It's a touch invasive, and I'm sure somebody will find a way to use that for evil. But, you know, right off the top, say, you know, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, I will say we have these 2 dogs, and just last week before I got into my car to leave for work, the dogs ran outside in the middle of the street at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, come on, you guys. Having a meltdown. It's so dark. They wouldn't come in.
Stupid dog.
So thankfully, they didn't run away. Stupid little dogs. I was so mad at them.
No, and on top of everything else, it throws you out of your routine. And I don't know anybody who builds in extra time so they can show up to work early. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like you're,
I was panicking. You're totally right. It threw off the rest of my day. I was so mad at them. Yeah.
How did we not tell that story?
Because I think I was so thrown off and mad at my dogs, I didn't even bother acknowledging it. It just came in with a huff and a puff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pissed me off for sure.
Now I'm wondering which day it was.
I don't know. We got to listen to the podcast.
And you're
listen to my tone.
And you don't want to bring... Yeah, you don't want to bring that in. That's your thing. I'm the guy that comes in and goes, hey, guys, this might be a rough one today. I got, you know, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Or it was a late night or whatever. I don't like to make excuses, but I also like to give people a heads up.
Yeah, I know.
You are like, nope. This is the difference between a lifetime of me being in a room talking to people that can't see me, by and large.
Yeah, totally.
And you... being on stage.
Yeah, you're right.
You put that smile on and you get your butt out there, girl, and you don't let them know.
Yeah.
That we're here, it's authentic and vulnerable and all those things.
For sure.
And there, it's like, nope, you better let them see those teeth.
I know. Well, and also I don't want to be a downer because I was so mad at those damn dogs.
But see, I embrace that and then we make comedy out of it and just, yeah, and we, because it's happened to everybody.
Totally.
And of course, that's when the dogs get out, is right when you're late.
Yeah, of course you're screaming their names at the top of your lungs at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, no, I love that.
By the way, I was putting the trash cans out this morning. Neighbor came by, scared the living.
Oh my gosh.
If I was ever going to, he was going out for his walk.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Terrifying.
Hey, Chet.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, finally, 5-year-old girl from Utah. Her name is Sienna Barton. I would have skipped this story if it wasn't so good. She just went home. She was born with a heart condition. Finally got a transplant. Look, I got my new heart valve, 4 years ago now. I got a new heart valve. I was home 36 hours later. Not even. Got it on one day, went home the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the morning, because the guy goes, I go, hey, so when do you think I can get out of this bed? And the guy goes, you want to do it now?
Oh,
do you think you can? And I was like, yeah, bro. I could have like 6 hours ago. He's like, great, let's get you out of here. Sienna, not so much. She checked into the hospital when she was 2 years old. She's 5 now. She spent 975 days in the hospital, nearly 1,000 days in the hospital. Just to put it into perspective, all the days that I've spent on a scaffold for toy drive, all those days, at the end of this toy drive this year, it'll be 300 days of my life, triple it and then some.
Wow.
For Sienna in the hospital. Here's her parents talking about it.
She was 2 years old when she went into the hospital. Now she's 5. Our daughter is only alive today because of another family choosing donation.
Our hearts are so full.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That too, having to get a heart transplant. So God bless us all. You know what I mean?
And, truly.
And little Sienna, who finally went home after almost 1,000 days in the hospital.
Let's go.
That's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, that is so you.
It doesn't shock
me one bit. That,
I know.
Is that your favorite song on the album?
I think so.
Yeah, that is so.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever needed to know anything about Michaela Gordon, that song. That's
it's so great. And also, if you're an eldest daughter, and I do have a half-sister who I love so much, but I was raised in the house of just my younger brother, so yeah, I was like the
you
oldest.
You were the eldest daughter.
Yeah. You know those words. You're
all
like, yes.
All of that.
Oh, this so good.
That's my least favorite so far.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
It's a lovely song.
I know.
It's a lovely song, but you know I'm not a ballad guy.
Totally.
And
I feel like you just have to know. She speaks right to your heart.
Not mine.
The eldest daughters were reposting it, so I listened to it only because they were making the deal of it, and then I was like, oh God, it is good. I read the lyrics.
It's not a ballad guy. I heard the piano. I went, this is not for me.
Yeah.
It's good. You know what? And that's the kind of song that I would come around on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or it's just not your thing.
She don't care what I think. You know what I mean? Taylor Swift don't care what I think.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, Michaela Gordon don't care what I think either,
yes,
nor should she.
Yes, I do.
You know, yeah, but you don't have to. You're kind of forced to, but you don't have to.
No,
does that
of
make
course
sense?
I do. Yeah, you don't have to like that song.
Just because we're friends doesn't mean you have to care.
But I do.
I know.
But I do.
All right, fine. That's like, hug me. No. Get off me right now. Hug me. That's great. 708 already? How? Friday morning, the third day of October, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Life of a Showgirl. Why did I say diary? Was that something else?
No, it felt right. It's kind of like your diary.
I got to be honest. My brain's like playing a game show today.
No, you're killing it.
I didn't realize it. I'm having a good time. It's fun in here.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Friday vibes, baby. Oh, buddy. Aces in the finals, Taylor Swift album.
All of those things. Love See, listen to the man. He'll do my interpreter this morning. Xavier, if you're ever wondering, what did he just say?
Yeah.
Ask Adrian. He knows. He speaks fluent Chet.
I got today. You, brother.
Just like,
I got you.
Just as I've said on occasion, I speak fluent Michaela.
Yes.
It's all good. We all got each other's back.
We make it make sense.
Should we play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown now?
Yeah. Let's go.
No time like the present, mm-mm. I always say. Shall we give away our final block of tickets?
Yes.
For the official release party of A Showgirl? To celebrate the release of Taylor's new album, Life of a Showgirl, AMC Theaters, Tamara. Yeah, you want it? You're going to have to take on our new... Who is our new champ? I told you. So literally, I lost everything. I lost the scoreboard for, you know, the big board for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Yeah.
Gone. Gone.
Why?
Lost as of 5:25 this morning.
No way.
I found it literally... I was turning off my computer, and it popped up in things that I had recently worked on. Ugh. And so I was able to grab them. I wasn't able to update them. So I do know, is it Abby? And I made handwritten notes here. Is it Abby Aguilar?
Abby Aguilar from Mountain's Edge.
Aguilar.
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, because on my screen yesterday, was it not Aguilar? Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Mountain's Edge is in the game. Mountain's Edge has 6 wins under their belt. They're in the top 10. And if you want to go to our screening of Taylor Swift, the official release party of Showgirl, you got to beat the champ. 702-364-9898. I like how it started. You know, I like it well enough. Yes, all right.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That was good. Ruined the friendship. Nice. You know Taylor's not letting people get away without a diss track.
No way.
Next, the next song, actually romantic, widely reported that it's targeted at Charlie XCX.
I just... saw. I didn't know they were beefing.
I didn't know either. Well, you know now. Mm-hmm. And that song coming up in just a minute.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
But first, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Welcome back, our brand new champion. And it really is Aguilar.
Yes.
Hi,
yes,
Abby.
You got it right.
Right.
Hi, how are you?
How many people try to be incredibly respectful and go, somebody else must have put this name in here wrong, and try to call you Aguilar every day?
Get that a lot. Aguilar, yeah. And Alibar.
Who?
Exactly.
Oh, like I never heard of no Alibaba. What?
Uh-huh.
I never heard of that. Aguilar, I would do that. I would try to fix it. And it'd be like, no, yes. No, you had it right the first time. Right on. Mm-hmm. Hey, Adrian, who's our challenger?
Danielle Sullett from Silverado Ranch.
By the way, shout out Adrian today playing her.
Woo!
We've all been through it.
Our guys are feeling
shout
good.
Out to both of y'all who made me hurt. No,
now
I'm kidding.
Now it's Adrian. Bro, you in there in your little isolated, soundproof, hermetically sealed.
Hermetically sealed.
I know, but we have a meeting today, and I don't know if I want to sit next to you, Adrian. I might need you to...
This is perfect. I'll zoom in.
I might need to phone in. Do not breathe next to me. I have to sing this weekend.
Hey, you know how we can get out of this?
How?
You know how we can get out of this meeting?
Tell me.
And I know he's listening right now.
Yeah, tell him over the air how we're getting out of it.
Don't worry about it.
Listen,
no, you know why?
I'm so sorry.
He is... Hey, Abby... Is our boss not like obligated that if Michaela says she feels uncomfortable, that doesn't he have to let us out of this meeting?
Yeah, I feel really uncomfortable. Adrian Cuff.
You know, I get it because I'm just now coming out of it.
Girl, it was awful. Same.
I get not wanting to go through it again.
Are your sinuses still swollen?
My throat is.
Oh, no.
Listen, my throat was on fire. Chet had like the coughing and the sneezing. I was not here for 2 days. I was so sick. Adrian, I love you, baby boy. I will send you some medicine, but I do not want to be next to you.
Yeah. No, I had all of that stuff. I had the sore throat and everything. Rough. But I realize I'm the lucky one. I got out of it quick. Hey, by the way, hi, Danielle. Oh, let's bring her in.
Morning.
Hi. You ready to play the game?
Let's do it.
Make sure that you buzz in nice and loud with your name if you think you know the answer. But do not answer until we call upon you, because you may think you got in first. We went through this yesterday, man. No, that was me.
Yeah, that was crazy.
No, it was not.
Uh-huh.
just everybody slow down just a touch. First 1-3 wins the game. Hey, brand new champion, Abby Abelar from Mountain's Edge. Why do we call our quiz master the commissioner?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. Girl. The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Mariah Carey claims to have a collaboration with the King of Pop, but his management is blocking it from coming out. What is the name of this deceased pop star?
Michael Jackson. Oh, Abby.
And we already know she knows. And then the answer is?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's Michael Jackson. Sure.
That's
it is.
Wild.
So Mariah's saying she's sitting on a Michael Jackson track?
They have a collab, and his manager will not let it be released.
Why?
And she wants to release it.
Why?
I don't even know.
Why? You don't like money?
Yeah, what do you hate money?
I would, here's the... Can I ask you a weird question?
Yeah.
And Abby, let me throw this out to you. Danielle, let me throw this out to you. Oh, Adrian. Let me go to Adrian first. How old are you?
32.
Would you care about a Mariah Carey, Michael Jackson collaboration?
No, but I'm biased.
Because?
MJ scared me when I was little.
Got it.
Hear that.
So... growing up, like, I had nightmares. Oh, I was like, no.
We got to bring back the final exam. What did we learn today? What pop star scared Adrian as a child?
He's not wrong.
Michael Jackson. And I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm doing the math in my head, and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Abby, would you care about a Michael Jackson, Mariah Carey collaboration?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, see, we would. You'd care, Michaela.
Yeah.
Danielle, would you care?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, but I get that. I understand all of this. All right, one zip for the champ.
This singer says she was the first singer to ever be canceled due to her going from Hannah Montana to her album Can't Be Tamed.
Danielle.
I thought Danielle got
it
first.
Danielle, I did.
Miley Cyrus.
Are we talking about Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, we are.
We all knew it. It was just who was going to get in first.
Huh.
She's saying she was the first one to get canceled?
She says that performance with Robin Thicke. Remember where she like stuck her tongue out,
now, that's
the twerking?
True. That part's
she
true.
She said she was the first celeb that they were like, you're canceled.
Huh.
And that's what, I kind of believe her though too, because she got like ripped apart for that.
Elvis would like a word.
Even Jessica Simpson's sister.
Yeah, there's plenty of people earlier. There's plenty of people that got canceled for.
Oh, true. Yeah, Ashley Simpson.
Yeah.
For SNL.
But literally, there were a ton of people that wanted to cancel Elvis.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, because ooh, his hips.
Miley, get over yourself. Just kidding.
Maybe a little easy with the historical.
Once you said Elvis, I was like, oh yeah, Miley, stop.
Yeah, I'm like, the historical significance, I appreciate it, but maybe somebody's zinking a little too much of themselves.
Somebody's zinking.
Just right now. Just a little. Are we tied?
Yeah.
All right, we're tied.
This boy band made an Instagram post celebrating their anniversary of 30 years.
Abby.
NSYNC? Yeah. Boys, do it. You're leaving money on the table.
But people are afraid because it's just the post. And then they're like, is that it, you guys? That's it? It's just a post?
And apparently it was in the works. They were picking arenas. They were doing all the kind of thing. And then JT got sick. And that's the problem. And you can't do it without him. You just can't.
No, I'm sorry. No.
I'm really sorry. You cannot do it without Justin
Absolutely
Timberlake.
Absolutely
not. And he's got his own issues outside of that. And it's just ridiculous.
Adrian, did you get Justin Timberlake sick?
No. Wait, what? No.
Hold on. No.
I said, Adrian, did you get Justin Timberlake?
I heard you. But I'm not. I didn't hear you. You know what I'm saying? That's nuts. Abby 2, Danielle 1.
The much anticipated album is out today. What's the name of Taylor Swift's album?
Abby for the win.
Taylor Swift. Life of a Showgirl.
Okay. Because she caught herself at the very end, game over.
Woo!
Nice.
We're not having nervous.
Nicely done. I don't sleep on this Abby Abelard. She's a tough one, huh, Danielle?
I'll get her next time.
Yeah, you will.
Love it.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Abby, now a two-time champion. You're good with the four tickets for the official release party of Showgirl tomorrow, AMC Theaters. You're good?
Yes, I'm good.
We picked those with you in mind. Would you like to hear the next single on the album? What are we up to? Track six?
Actually, seven.
Is it seven? Ooh.
Oh my God, it is seven. Oh, my
Somebody's
God.
In, see, this is why she's the champion.
Abby, locked in.
That's why she's the champion right now.
Hell yeah.
Track number seven, supposedly, who knew that Taylor had beef with Charlie XCX?
Mm-hmm.
Track number seven on Life of Showgirl. Because Charlie XCX did a song called, what, it was something, something romantic. And this is Taylor Swift's.
Everything is romantic.
Yeah, everything is romantic. And this is Taylor's actually romantic. Stop the fight.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, taken in the context of knowing that that was a diss track and knowing who it's about. Wow.
Okay.
Just straight wow.
I pulled in before I could listen to this song, so I hadn't heard it. It was my first time hearing with you right now.
Right.
Chet and I were audibly gagging. I got goosebumps. That's brilliant.
My jaw was on it. My jaw was on the countertop the whole song. That, wow, what a takedown.
100% in the sweetest way. Like, you're more obsessed than my man is with me, like,
well,
period.
She turned you into a kitten, and you know what I mean? Like, she thought...
It's a bad day to be Charlie XCX. Whew. If I heard that, I would die. What if you were on the other side, that song was to you, and you're like, oh, got it, thank you.
And what was the line about talking? You're talking big.
Talking dirty to me.
It's the Coke talking.
Yeah, oh, call me boring Barbie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, note to self, don't get on the bad. I mean, we all knew anyway from her Angry Boyfriend albums.
Yeah.
You know, but that was something.
She's coming for the frenemies.
Next is Wishlist. Is it really, is this misspelled? Hang on a second.
With the money sign?
Yeah, but it's Wish, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I have WI dollar sign, LI dollar sign, T.
Yeah, I said yeah very confidently, but I meant to say, like, yeah, that you sound right.
Stand by, checking. Yes, can confirm Wish List. Track number 8 from Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl so far has not disappointed. Coming up next on the Chet Buchanan Show. And let's do Zane tickets at Dolby Live at Park MGM. We have not mentioned that with everybody winning stuff this morning, that this is also the final day that every prize winner on the Chet Buchanan Show this week qualifies to win the grand prize of 2 tickets to Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll? Jelly Roll.
Yeah, no, I love that name.
Jelly Roll, New Year's Eve at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. So next chance to win, Zane tickets in your hand, a shot at the Jelly Roll tickets, and a 177-second survey.
Three, two, one.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
So we loved Wood by Taylor Swift so much. And then Michaela is pushing the button in her room, which makes everything go quiet in my room.
Uh-huh.
And I yelled at her, I'm listening in song. which, by the way, is a line from Slapshot. So I go, I have to show her this. So I'm showing her the
but
video.
But even if it wasn't, I respected that so deeply. I was like, it my was bad, funny. Baby. But then that clip was hilarious, actually.
She was trying to tell me how much she said. Oh, my God, we love this. How did we become Swifties?
It's true.
But you also, at the same time, you double ruined it for me.
Why?
Because one of the things she was telling me, because I love a good groove. I do love a groove. You know I love up-tempo.
Oh, I knew you'd love it.
And I love a bass line.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is so great because it's just thick.
Yeah.
You know? And then Michaela whispers into my headphones, it's about her and Travis's sex life. And I'm like, yeah!
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
That was true, baby.
That was fun. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Anna Oliver from Cadence.
By the way, again, shout out to Adrian Hernandez playing her today. Woo! He's got that cred that's going around that we've all had.
Awful.
And to be honest with you, he jokes that I'm just kidding. No, he truly resents us for kidding
him. Yeah, and I feel that deeply. I'm sorry, man.
And I feel like I was patient zero, and that sucks.
Yeah, it's okay. We're not going to hold it against you.
Sorry, Anna. Did I get you sick too?
Yes.
No. I'm very excited. I don't know if I did. I win. What's going on? Am I playing a game?
Yeah. She's down for whatever.
I love it.
Kids off at school, okay? And I just heard New Year's Eve night out, go to Jelly Roll. I'm like, okay, let me call. I'm there.
Yes.
Okay.
So here's the deal. So Zane first. Tickets for Zane at Dolby Live at Park MGM in January. And then you're qualified.
Okay.
Then you're going to qualify for Jelly Roll. Yeah, we're going to make you work for it. Of course we are.
Love that. Okay.
Do you listen to this show very much?
I do on and off listen. Yes, of course I do.
That's fair.
And your toy drive and all that stuff. Yes, absolutely.
On and off, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I'll take on and off, and we'll try and make more on than off. So we do a thing called the 177-second survey, and it's basically like 3 minutes worth. And we just bombard you with questions. And by bombard, by bombard, we usually never get past the first.
It's true. We have one question.
Very rarely do we.
We want to go hard, but we don't.
All right.
Okay, I'm in it.
We want to go hard, but we don't. Yeah, isn't that the truth? told the story yesterday of a couple in India who is divorcing after less than a year of marriage because the wife's cat doesn't get along with the husband's dog. Be honest, would you break up over pets?
Ooh, would I break up? You know, I might because I have a Malinois and she's my baby. And if you mess with her, we might have to be over on that one. Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
Okay, here's the question. Hey, yeah, have you ever broken up? Did you back in your earlier days? I don't know what your situation is now. You said you were dropping kids off.
I'm single though. You know, let me put a point out there.
Okay,
she's single.
Okay, so
I'm single.
So would you send them packing? Would you send them down the road if they didn't like the multi poo?
Yes, I would. You become our baby.
Yes.
And would it not be easier for you to send them down the road if the multi-poo didn't like them?
Ooh, that would be hard, especially if I really liked them. You know, that could be difficult for me.
I'm not kidding you. I know it as sure as I'm standing here, and my wife denies it. On occasion, the story changes every once in a while.
Yeah.
But there was a moment very early in our relationship when it was the first time I was over at her house, and she said the Yorkie was a little standoffish, but the Westie, she goes, be careful. Sometimes he doesn't like to be petted. And I went, you mean this one that's sitting in my lap right
now?
That's how it always is.
And he and I loved each other immediately. And I'm telling you, I saw a look in my wife's eyes that changed right at that very moment.
Listen, it's true. Lisa had a baby dog, Bruno, who we lost, but he was so cute with me and he wasn't a very friendly dog. It locks it in and it locks it out.
I love that though, because animals become our babies, you know, and especially when you get older. Listen, when you're meeting someone for the first time and you're like, listen, dude, this animal's been with me for the last 5 years of chaos.
Yes.
You know, you're going to, no, you're not.
100%. But you're crying that little doggy's little baby shoulder. Okay. We're not getting rid of the dog.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
my old dog, BJ, was a total C block. He was. That dog. That's something.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay, this is fun to talk to an adult in the dating game. Would you get serious with somebody if you knew that it was probably going to be a rocky road financially?
You know, I just broke up with someone who was a rocky road financially because as a single mama, you know, we are very protective of our babies. So I would say, depending on the rocky road, are they really dedicated to trying to get their life together, or are they just kind of a hot mess and they're just hoping that, you know, we're us women who are usually, you know, unpopular opinion, we're usually a little more organized with our stuff and our finances. I don't want a project. I will encourage you along the way. Absolutely. But I'm not going to do it for you because I've done that.
Very well spoken.
I did that with my first husband and my second husband.
Oh my. Yes. Understood. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Way understood.
Mm-hmm. And I'm only 44. So come on.
The thing that I'm looking at says, it's a quote from Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Back in the day, the first time you marry for love, the second for money, the third for companionship. They were asking about whether you would choose love or money. When you're younger, you don't care. We'll face it together. When you're older, you don't really want a project. Here's my favorite question. If you're which one of your exes are you most able to tolerate? The first one or the second one?
Oh man. Well, you know, personality wise, it would absolutely be the second one. My kid's dad, for sure.
Okay, good.
If that person suddenly became rich and came to you and said, I want to get back together, would you do it?
Oh, you know what? It's such a heartbreaking question for me.
Yeah.
My heart would want to do it. My heart would want to do it, but I wouldn't do it. No.
You know, they'd still blow the cash.
Oh, yeah, we still get the money because the kids. I'd be like, hey, ask your dad.
Yes. Honestly, that's a way to do it.
Good for you, get best of both worlds,
yes.
I think. Well, perfect.
Both worlds.
Man, did we enjoy this, Anna. You know what? You hang on 1 second. Right?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
If you missed it earlier this morning, I wasn't able to fully prep for this show, but then I realized, who cares? There's a new Taylor Swift album out.
Yeah.
No, but I have stuff. Luckily, thank God, I have become, when it comes to like prepping and stuff, I've got backups to the backups backup. Thank God. So I have, and there's a stack of relationship rehabs. You want to do Michaela, do you want to do surrogate mom? Or do you want to do... No, I'm not doing that one. I can't do it. No, let's do surrogate mom. God,
you
the rest
sure?
Of, yeah, the rest of these are sketch.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me a hint. Give me a little hint of one.
Of the others?
Yes.
She was engaged to him. He cheated. They broke up. He begged his way back in. They lived together for a few years. He broke up with her again, moved out of state. 2 years have gone by, and now he says, hey, I'm coming to Vegas this weekend. You want to meet for coffee?
No. We could do a rapid relationship rehab. That's okay. A hard no.
Okay, now, the reason why... All right, fine. We'll do that one.
Okay.
The reason why, because what just happened, what, yesterday? All the ones that we think, oh, this is a one-line answer.
Yeah? Oh, you're saying it's more... It's deeper?
I don't know. I've been burned before. Oh, this is an easy one.
Yeah.
There's only one answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up talking about it for 20
minutes. Okay, fine. You're right.
You want to test drive it?
Let's test drive it.
Have we finally found the one that really is a one-word answer? Nobody will have the other opinion?
It's Friday. Let's give it a shot. nothing else, we'll just go back to Taylor Swift.
I was going to say, at the very least, that would mean an extra song. At the very least, it would mean an extra song from Taylor Swift. So, okay. Yeah, let's give it a shot. Next.
I don't know. I think if she stays at it, she could be pretty good at this one day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me up there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Do you have any advice for this up-and-coming artist? I mean, even to this turn on time. Like, is there anything that you'd let her know that maybe she hasn't heard yet?
I'm telling you, I almost don't want to listen to the last two tracks because I'm already like, I don't want to hear anything else that'll ruin it for me.
Yeah, because what did you say? And my mind was blown, but I hear it now.
What?
When you're remixing.
Oh, I've canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Nine Inch Nails all day long.
And you said it, and I was like, yeah.
And honestly, you know what I'd love to hear with Canceled?
Huh.
I like that song, a lot, just
yeah.
First blush.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear a crunchy guitar remix of that song.
You know, that's a fair request, and I bet you it's coming out because that's so her vibe, too. She'll sit at own guitar and just play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hear a crunch, like a big hair, dark lipstick, rock, like a rock.
Oh, my God.
Remix.
I don't know why I heard crunchy as granola as acoustic.
Yes.
Okay, I hear you. Yes.
A lot of people do that. I say crunchy. I use crunchy different.
Got it. Love the way you're using crunchy now. I was being supportive before, but I didn't like that idea. This type of crunchy, I love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd like Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Yes.
I'd like a Closer remix, but with guitars.
That's it. I'm pulling out my Doc
Heavy
Martens.
Guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of that.
Yep.
All of
Got
what
it.
You're talking about.
Hear it.
All right, Honey, coming up in a minute. Life of a Showgirl with Sabrina Carpenter coming up in a moment. Might be short work on this. 702-364-9898. Relationship Rehab right now. What are we doing? What do we have left? We have Jonas Brothers. Jonas Brothers, MGM Grand Garden Arena. Tuesday, November 25th. Thanksgiving week. Right ahead of Getaway Day. Oh, it's perfect. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Caller number 25. And I'm telling you, this seems too easy to me. Oh, and you'll be they're the last one? You're the last one to qualify for two tickets to go see Jelly Roll New Year's Eve at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. She was engaged to a guy. The guy cheated on her. They broke up. He begged his way back, said, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. Everything was fine for 3-4 years after that. It was all kind of, it's all kind of a secondhand story.
Yeah.
Then this jerk. I always use the other word. But then he breaks up with her again. Okay. Strike two.
Mm-hmm.
Moves out of state. Moves to California.
Hi.
Shocking. California. Yeah. Now 2 years have gone by. She's just finally now getting over him. Now he's back in town. He's coming to Vegas for the weekend. Wants to meet her for coffee. I know what I'd do. I know what I think. I know what you would do. I know. Okay. 702-364-9898. However, every single time that we say, "This is what we do."
It's true.
It's an easy one today. We end up doing 20 minutes. Somebody blows our mind with a dissenting opinion.
True.
And then we end up, yeah. And we end up being turned. But yeah, let's see if that happens today. 702-364-9898. Ready for track number 11?
Let's go.
It's called Honey, Life of Showgirl, Chet Buchanan Show. Oh my goodness. It's really good. The album is really, really good.
Listen, I was not going to give it a 10 out of 10. Then I decided I was going to. But after that piccolo solo, A thousand out of 10.
Excuse me, if I may. It's a full-size flute.
My bad.
I wasn't going to tell you about that I put. Do you know how much they paid me for those 5 notes?
You're kidding
it's
me.
Unbelievable.
Chet, how could you withhold?
Unbelievable.
So good. Wow. You're incredible.
Life of a Showgirl with Sabrina Carpenter.
is the last track on the album. We'll play it in just a minute. Relationship Rehab first. Here, who's on the phone?
Adrian? We got Zoe, line one.
Zoe? That's all you're getting out of her?
What up, Zoe?
Is it Zoe? It's Zoe. What's going on in there? You all right?
That's what it's written on the caller ID.
I don't know.
That's why it says Zoe.
So he's a sicky
Zoe. I also said Zoe, and she was like, what up? So I don't
know. Like your old friends.
Okay.
Like you'd gone back a while.
Yeah.
Every time she calls, it pops up as Zoe. I didn't enter Zoe.
It just was. Holy crap. Okay, can I tell you, she'd been engaged to a guy, the guy cheated on her, they broke up, he begged his way back in, they lived together for a few years, he broke up with her again, moved out of state. 2 years have now gone by, it's taken her that long just to get over it. Now he's coming to Vegas this weekend, said, hey, we'll get together and have coffee. Michaela, you and I are going to give the same answer on we're going to answer on the count of three. I assume it's going to be the same answer. Yes or no?
To having coffee?
To having coffee in 3, 2, 1.
No!
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought.
That's my man.
Sounds like some folks in relationships.
Zoe?
I say yes.
Yes!
Yes to meet up, correct?
It happens every time. We're so sure that there's no way.
Okay, every
that there's
time.
One answer. Okay, educate us.
Please.
Educate us.
Please.
Tell us why.
I feel like I'm a little bit petty. I would just, even just saying yes and not even showing up, I would be satisfied.
What?
I mean, like, they need to know the struggle that I would be going through from this whole relationship. Like, even saying yes and just like throwing something in their face would make me so happy. I can't assume this has been a relationship for multiple years and feel like multiple years of my life has been wasted on this person, and they think they can just call me up and say, hey, you want to get coffee again? I'd be petty. I would need to get something in their face or throw coffee at them.
Okay, that was the only way I was going to say
a million percent, and now I'm into it.
And by the way, I'd find a dude. I'd go get me a Chippendale, whatever, and I would show up. I would show up with that dude.
Yeah, and then maybe he's like, he comes in like 30 minutes later, and he's like, or maybe 15, and he's like, babe, I don't want to rush you, but I'm here. And she's like, oh, I got to go. My man's here.
Yeah.
I'd take this all the way.
Because he promised to give me a baby tonight.
Yeah, so, I'm actually pregnant. I just wanted to tell you, I'm actually giving birth right now. I have to go.
I'm ovulating. We're going to... Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm into this. Yeah,
this is what it is.
The answer is yes.
I just wanted you, yeah.
Say less.
And I wouldn't be any more, you can't give them too much. You can't go, well, I just wanted to come here and let you see. No. You just go, I just wanted to come and say hello. I thought it would be nice to see you again.
Yeah, you were in town.
And it was. It was great seeing you.
Yeah.
Now I have to go. Now I have to go let this man impregnate me.
Yeah, bye. It's
this man who's, a god.
Yeah, and rich.
Yeah, with zero, but...
8-pack.
Yeah, with only enough body fat just to make it, like fine marbling on a steak.
That's right. Tall.
I know him 5 times, but I know he's better than you.
Yeah, all of that, but you don't have to say it. Mm-mm. Just let it be spoken.
Say it with your eyes.
Just let it be unspoken, I mean. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Let the Maybach that he's, taking you away in.
Okay.
All of the things.
That's the only way. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, this is beautiful. And if she needs help, maybe we could sit in the coffee shop waiting for Miss Well.
What's the other side of this? Let's just play out the other. Now let's get back in reality.
Yeah.
And
yeah. The answer's still no.
The answer's still no. Do you tell him no, Michaela? Do you tell him no, or do you just not answer?
Okay, the petty part of me wants to be like, hell no. But the part that probably is just easier is not say anything at all.
Zoe, do you not answer or do you answer?
I would answer too. I would answer and be like, no, I do not want to see you. You have affected me so much and it's not good for me to even be.
Can I help you with that?
Okay.
Can I help you with that?
Yeah.
Don't give him that power.
Satisfaction.
Do not, do not let, do not let him have that. You don't, you don't win. You're just, you know what that is? Then you're crying in your tub of ice cream, which is always, which is nice. You know what I mean? Which is really nice. It's cleansing.
Yeah. Depends on what ice cream.
But your salted caramel, obviously.
Okay.
Because then the tears, then the tears add a little extra saltiness.
Amen.
And it's good.
Amen.
I'm not saying I've done this. I'm just saying maybe. But don't give, you can't give that to him. And and a lot of people don't realize that that's what you're doing. So if you blast off, what I thought you meant at first, like if it was a text, hey, I'm going to be in Vegas, want to have coffee? If you do write back, oh, hell no, you know, in capital letters, but with laughing emojis, you're like, you've got to be joking, you idiot.
Yes.
Then I got you there. But you can't let him know he hurt you. He knows that. He already knows that.
Yeah, twice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this guy at all. Make me mad just talking about it.
Yeah, and by God, I've gotten three. I've just gotten three different versions of. And please, at the very least, do not. Well, I'll just say it straight out. Have sex with him.
Uh-huh.
Do not.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Three distant cousins randomly, just randomly met up last week when they all showed up at their great-great-great-grandfather's grave in England. It wasn't planned. It just happened. Like, hey, what are you doing here? Type of thing. 69-year-old Rand Smith flew from Kansas because he's been doing the whole ancestry thing, right?
Yeah.
He was at the cemetery, and two other dudes showed up minutes later. Big cemetery, same grave.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Turns out they're all fourth cousins. Their great-great-great-grandfather had eight kids with his first wife and seven more with his second. Well, you know, they didn't have the internet back then. So, you know, they're
a lot of time to kill.
They didn't. Cable TV hadn't even been around. So it was just like, yeah, it got dark. And what are we going to do now? Well, I got an idea.
Make a baby.
15 kids and, you know, two wives and 15 kids later. There you go. Amazon has just announced a new AI feature for Ring cameras to help find lost pets.
Oh.
You'll be able to connect with other Ring users in your neighborhood and let them know if your pet went missing. Then the AI will automatically detect cats and dogs and let you know if there's a match. It's kind of cool.
I love this.
It's a touch invasive, and I'm sure somebody will find a way to use that for evil. But,
sure.
You know, right off the top, say, you know, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, I will say we have these two dogs, and just last week before I got into my car to leave for work, the dogs ran outside in the middle of the street at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, come on, you guys! Having a meltdown. It's so dark, they wouldn't come in.
Stupid dog.
So thankfully, they didn't run away, stupid just, little dogs. I was so mad at them.
No, and on top of everything else, it throws you out of your routine. And I don't know anybody who builds in extra time so they can show up to work early. You know what I mean? Like you're.
I was panicking. You're totally right. It threw off the rest of my day. I was so mad at them. Yeah.
How did we not tell that story?
Because I think I was so thrown off and mad at my dogs, I didn't even bother acknowledging it. I just came in with a huff and a puff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pissed me off for sure.
Now I'm wondering which day it was.
I don't know. We got to listen to the podcast.
And you're
listen to my tone.
And you don't want to bring, that in. That's your thing. I'm the guy that comes in and goes, hey guys, this might be a rough one today. I got, you know, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Or it was a late night or whatever. I don't like to make excuses, but I also like to give people a heads up.
Yeah, I know.
You are like, nope, I'm going to power. This is the difference between a lifetime of me being in a room talking to people that can't see me,
totally.
And you being on stage.
Yeah, you're right.
You put that on and you get your butt out there, girl, and you don't let them know.
Yeah.
That we're here, it's authentic and vulnerable and all those things.
For sure.
And there, it's like, nope, you better let them see those teeth.
I know. Well, and also I don't want to be a downer because I was so mad at those damn dogs.
But see, I embrace that and then we make comedy out of it. And just, yeah, and we, because it's happened to everybody.
Totally. We're,
and of course, that's when the dogs get out, is right when you're late.
Yeah, of course you're screaming their names at the top of your lungs at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, no, I love that.
By the way, I was putting the trash cans out this morning. Neighbor came by, scared the living.
Oh my gosh.
If I was ever going to, he was going out for his walk.
Yeah,
going
out for that's his, the worst.
And, terrifying.
Hey Chet.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Finally, 5-year-old girl from Utah. Her name is Sienna Barton. I would have skipped this story if it wasn't so good. She just went home. She was born with a heart condition. Finally got a transplant. Look, I got my new heart valve, 3, 4, 5 years ago now? Almost 4 years ago now. I got a new heart valve. I was home 36 hours later. Not even. Got it on one day, went home the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the morning, because the guy goes, I go, hey, so when do you think I can get out of this bed? And the guy goes, you want to do it now?
Oh.
Do you think you can? And I was like, yeah, bro. I could have 6 hours ago. He's like, great, let's get you out of here. Sienna, not so much. She checked into the hospital when she was 2 years old. She's 5 now. She spent 975 days in the hospital, nearly 1,000 days in the hospital. Just to put it into perspective, all the days that I've spent on a scaffold for toy drive, all those days, at the end of this toy drive this year, it'll be 300 days of my life, triple it and then some.
Wow.
For Sienna in the hospital. Here's her parents talking about it.
She was 2 years old when she went into the hospital. Now she's 5. Our daughter is only alive today because of another family choosing donation.
Our hearts are so full.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That too, having to get a heart transplant. So God bless us all. You know what I mean?
And truly.
And little Sienna, who finally went home after almost 1,000 days in the hospital.
Let's go.
That's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
This may turn into relationship rehab for Monday. We may be doing a little pre-work. We may be doing a little pre-work on Monday's show right here.
Okay.
This is so, I'm surprised I haven't heard of this before. This is the first I've ever heard of this happening. There's a couple in India, got married last December. Okay. So then less than a year later, getting a divorce. Irreconcilable differences, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got problems. Actually, they're fine. Their pets can't get along.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Part of what they bonded over was their love of animals. But over the last few months, they've realized that their pets can't get along.
Yeah, what do you do? That's hilarious.
The wife says her husband's dog is harassing and attacking her cat repeatedly. He claims that he made it very clear before the marriage that the cat was not exactly welcome because the cat keeps hovering over his fish tank.
Oh, my God.
So his dog attacking her cat who is menacing his fish.
Yeah, yeah.
In the end, the woman, there's going to be a lot of women right now, or a lot of people in general, just going, yeah, I get it. In the end, the woman picked the cat over the husband. The man picked the dog over his wife.
Listen, I get it.
They tried human being counseling. But even when there was a family intervention, nothing worked.
Oh my God. I feel like this sounds so dumb, but I would literally side with my dogs. Like, those are my babies. And I think Lisa would side with her dogs. They're, like, they're see you when they pass.
They're trying to sort it out in family court right now.
Oh God.
Irreconcilable differences from the pets.
Insane.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's a Friday morning. More you know. Before we go, you know, the world has changed in a lot of different ways. And that's no secret. We all know that. You know what's really changed? Movie trailers.
Oh, tell me.
There used to be one guy who did a lot of them, deep-voiced guy. His catchphrase was, in a world, blah, blah, blah. And then he would talk about the movie.
Yeah.
First of all, it was a little side story. His name's Don LaFontaine. I knew somebody who knew him, and she got him to call me one day. And that's what that dude sounds like all the time.
Oh my gosh.
But he passed away in 2008, and kind of that style of doing it just went away.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get the one guy that goes from Universal Pictures that kind of sounds like that does voiceovers. But the way they do it now is totally different. Mm-hmm. It's just more action, and they use the characters to tell the story a lot more, and movie trailers, totally different. You'll notice it now.
Yeah.
Especially old schoolers. You'll be like, oh yeah, that is different. Disney World. Disney World's massive. Have you been to Disney World? Yeah. We've all been to Disneyland. West Coast kids, we've all been to Disneyland, or most of us. Mm-hmm. You've been to Disney World?
Years ago, and it was massive.
Twice the size of Manhattan.
Whoo!
The Disney parks in Florida cover 43 square miles. Manhattan, which seems bigger than this, to be honest, covers 22 square miles.
That's insane.
It also means that Disney World is roughly the same size as San Francisco.
That's insane.
I'm telling you. All right, that's it. We're done. You know what? We're done. That's it. We're done.
Friday. That's it. Bye. Gotta go.
All right, let's go, Aces. See you tonight, Michelob Ultra Arena. Game one of the WNBA Finals against the dirty, dirty, cheating Phoenix Mercury. I don't know if they are or not.
I just like to say it.
It's going to be rough. Yeah, it's going to be rough. It's going to be difficult. Three titles in 4 years. I don't care who you are. That's hard as well. So it's going to take all of us, and we want to see you at Michelob Ultra. If you want to see some preseason hockey, final preseason game for VGK tonight at T-Mobile Arena, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Follow us at 985-KLUC. Adrian.
Hey, man, we will be all around the Las Vegas Strip, UFC 3. Why do I want to say 317? I don't know what number it is. It's 3-something, all right? Big fight, T-Mobile Arena. We'll be there covering it, of course, for Unlikely, which means a lot of content on the way, including brand new episode just dropped with WWE Hall of Famer Rey Mysterio. Should go check that out. Be sure to follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok, as you can come with me to experience UFC here in Las Vegas. And other than that, hanging out with the kids. So that's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon on TV again today.
Yeah, dude, you can check me out on Channel 8 at 2:30. And then I will be at Movies on the Square at 6 p.m. At Town Square. So it'll be a fun day from TV to in real life.
Don't be shocked if you see one or both of us at the official release party of A Showgirl tomorrow. Don't be shocked.
Yeah.
If you see us there. Don't be shocked if you don't. Mm-hmm. But don't be shocked if you do.
Don't be shocked either way.
We'll be shocked if you don't come back here on Monday. We'll be very sad, more than anything.
Yeah.
Make sure you tell somebody you love them this weekend, because you never know when you're not going to get another chance. And tell somebody they did good today, because we need more of that in the world. And literally, let me tell you something. All three of us, Michaela, Adrian, and I, we survive on that energy. You want to talk about people who are needy. That's us. And I don't mind to admit it. For that, we're needy. We're needy for that. A lot of stuff we can take it or leave it. We're needy for somebody telling us we've done good. Mm-hmm. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you Monday.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.